I'm Steve Miller in Washington. Be well, be safe, and good night.
Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, what do women really want in a relationship? In the light of Women's History Month, this March, we're looking at women and issues and women around us. Of course, we have our mothers, our sisters, our aunts, our girlfriends, our wives, and we want to see what do they really want in a relationship. As we all know, Women's History Month is an annual declared month that highlights the contributions of women to events in history and contemporary society. So, this is also celebrated in the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia for this month of March. But tonight, let's look at what we want to do. What do they really, women around us, what do they really want? Is it security? Is it wealth, education, trustworthy? Or what exactly? So tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague, Oren Itangisheka. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me again.
And of course, we have Tausi Kagasheki. Welcome, Tausi.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Lyndon Johnson, welcome back again.
Well, thank you.
And for the first time, Ijumba, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
And in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing what do women really want in a relationship. Now, as the famous book writer and the famous saying that men are from Mars and women from Venus, of course, there are some things we don't see eye to eye. But anyway, I want to quote. This famous writer also said, women doesn't want a man to lie to her about important matters. She wants to be an important part of his life and the most important part. In fact, she wants to know the things that are going on his life. And she wants him to have the trust in her. As far as she's concerned, they are one. His life is her life. So, I spoke to Connie Stevens, a.k.a. Coco Boss, and I wanted to know her take.
Okay, well, I'll say this, me being a woman myself, right?
Okay.
I would say women are complicated.
All right.
Because sometimes we want one thing until you get into the relationship. Then it depends on how the other person reacts, and you're like, oh, I want something different.
Wow.
Because it depends on how it started, and if it's going the right way or it's not going the way you expected it to, then you have more demand.
Wow.
Women always have demands. But in a simple sense,
mm-hmm.
let's say a perfect relationship, which is none, because we all have to, like, work on it. You know, everything is work. On a relationship, you have to work. Not every day is sunny day, you know?
Right.
So for me, I would say what a woman doesn't want is a man to lie to her about important matters.
Mm-hmm.
A woman always wants to be, like, important part of her partner's life.
Okay.
And the most important part, in fact, is she wants to know the things that are going on in his life, and she wants him to have trust in her.
So if you have the trust of a man that you love, that's all you need.
Yes, because it'll build my confidence.
Okay. And what about responsibility?
Like, my man trusts me.
Okay.
And he's trusting me to do the right thing. But if I'm constantly questioning myself,
mm-hmm.
and I'm questioning myself because you question me.
And what about...
And you don't have trust in me.
Okay.
So you have to build on that. That's one aspect.
Right. Okay. Right?
And then a woman just wants to be loved.
Loved. Okay.
Yeah. After trust, I believe, is the love, the affection that you show your woman, you know, being there for her, you know. If I have a broken limb, I want you to be, you know, my wooden stick.
Okay.
You know, something I can lean on.
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm in a tough situation, I'm like, okay, if I talk to my, you know, better half, they'll always, you know, boost me up, lift me up, say, babe, you know, you're not in a good position right now, but I'm here.
And somebody was telling me that whenever there is that money involved, wealth, that is all what any lady would like to have.
Baby,
you say it doesn't matter you're old, it doesn't matter you're young, it doesn't matter how good looking you are.
It's true to some ladies.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to expect that you're not always going to be in that position.
Okay.
Because money comes and goes.
Oh, yeah.
But the person remains. So I would say run. But if you're a man and you feel like you're attracted because you have money, then you're attracting this type of women, you're not going anywhere. That's not a relationship. You know, that's a dependability, reliability, you know?
Wow.
It means it falls off when you ain't got it.
Thank you, Coco Boss. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing what really women want in a relationship. Now, back to the studio. I want to know, if I start with you, Itanga Shaka, you have a lot of demands, maybe, and maybe not. What do you really want in a relationship, my friend?
You know, do you have 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours?
I don't have even an hour, so you're going to be quick.
You know, women are for Mars and men are for Venus, or the other way around. But I think sometimes when I think about that question, I always think that, you know, I always think about it in the sense that women want a man who can fulfill that little girl inside of us. You know, a little girl, when you think about what a little girl wants is spend time with her, to tell her she's pretty, to tell her she's loved, and all those little things that makes a little girl happy. And I think a lot of women, if not all, want a man who could fulfill that, or who could make her feel that.
Okay.
So, for example, we can say we want to be loved at the end of the day. As a Christian, I look back on the Bible when it says that, you know, women, wives should be loved. And that's really for a purpose, because it's something that has to do with us being fulfilled. We have to feel loved. And it's 100% true. You can respect us, you can do all kinds of things to us, but I think when we feel loved, we are fulfilled.
And everybody's happy in the house.
Yeah, exactly. So love is important.
Love.
For many, it might be respect, or it could be other things, but for us, it's definitely love.
Okay. Yeah. And as you said, Itanga Shaka, we know it's always women first. Let the ladies start this conversation.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And if I can add something, and you know, that love can be interpreted in different ways.
Okay.
So we can, you know, we can talk more
talk about that too.
Yeah.
Okay,
but,
later.
Yeah,
okay.
So just wanted to put that out there.
Before I bring in Ijumba and my friend Linda, let me allow Sister Telsi Kagashiki, tell me.
Women. Wow. We are very special creatures. And I think that's the memo that some men did not get maybe when we're created. But, you know, tapping onto what, you know, Aureen was talking about, women want to be loved and need to be loved. And, you know, through that loving of a woman, a lot of other things come out of it. You know, she then, she's able to be the whole person that she was, you know, that she needs to be. And if women can be loved, everything else, such as respect, support, loyalty, trust, all those things are built around that. So definitely I agree with that, and, you know, maybe adding on a few things like, you know, having trust is also important, actually, because you might be loved, but if there isn't really trust in there, I'm not sure how that balances off in terms of feeling like really loved. Yeah, so loved and trustworthiness.
Okay, trustworthiness. That's very important. Okay, my friends, my fellow men in the house, Ijumba, can you tell me, what do you know? With your experience, my friend, I believe you have a nice experience here. You can tell me.
Trying to set me up here. My take on this whole situation really basically is that there's a definition of perspective. The love definition is not universal. Okay. Men have their own interpretation of what love is. Mm-hmm. Women have got their own definition of what love is. But we all want it.
Okay.
We all want and yearn and need it. Satisfying that the little girl in women, I believe men do understand that, but it works. For men, I think the wiring is, it requires some, it's like it, you got to work at it. Mm-hmm. Men, we tend to be physical and hard, okay?
We are hard. What?
And as long as there is food on the table, there is security, there is all this, it's one of those Tina Turner situations. What's love got to do with it? Okay. So it kind of gets into the whole thing of, you don't understand me, you know, I need a hug, I need this. And the man part is like, you know, there's food on the table. So, okay, what's love got to do with it? It might be a defensive type of perspective, but that's how it is.
Yeah.
So we understand those needs. It's just the process of really, you know, rolling with it.
Okay.
Have you guys read the book, The Four Languages of Love?
Yeah,
have you guys
actually Five Languages of Love.
Five?
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I need to get that book, Telsey. I don't have it.
Book,
okay.
How people have their own love language.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome book. I'm glad you brought that up because I have that book. I actually bought two copies, one for me, one for my husband.
Oh, really?
And I was like, you're going to read this, man.
And make sure he reads it.
Yeah, he says he does, and I believe it. Just to briefly, for those who don't know about that book, and we're not really trying to promote the book, but those who don't know about the book, The Five Love Languages, if maybe my sister can help me out, it's talking about filling your love tank. And as we talk about in the beginning, love can be interpreted in so many different ways. But this book really brings into perspective how different people interpret love. Like, for instance, my way of telling my husband I love you is different from his way of telling me he loves me. So, for instance, for me, I love my number one out of the five love languages. My number one top of the line is quality time, which means I like to be taken out on a date. I like to take a walk with him. I like to just to be in his company, to sit on the couch with him. So it's quality time. That's how I interpret him loving me.
AKA QT. Okay, back to you.
But for him, it's different. For him, he likes acts of service.
Okay.
So in order for him to feel loved, he likes to see something that I can do for him. It could be like, I don't know, ironing his shirt. I don't know.
You don't know something, whatever that service would be.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Cooking is normally a good way.
Cooking,
exactly.
Yeah.
So,
especially for African men, you know, we love our food. So when you cook, hey, that makes a lot of sense.
I'm a romantic individual, so I feel that taking a woman out, treating her, out on a date, saying the right things to her, not necessarily lying to her, but putting her in a comfort zone to know that she is safe, I think are the things that really matter to women. So so being with someone for me, it requires more than just verbalizing it. You have to also show the emotions behind it, and you have to physically do things for women to really appreciate exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell a woman all day long that you love her, but it's just basically a stop sign. The light changes to green when you actually put in the actions into what you're saying.
That's my
take on that.
That's right.
Action
speaks louder than words.
Okay, there you go. Okay, what do real women want is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
Hello, Africa music fans. We have hours of the music that you love every day.
Some things change, some remain the same.
From the north to the south and the east to the west, we play only the best. Tune in at 0100, 0200, 1200 and 1300 UTC GMT right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in a Washington studio with Oren Itangishaka, Tausi Kagasheki, Lyndon Johnson, and Ijumba Ijumba. The topic right now, what do really women want in a relationship? Now, something I've realized here when I read one writer, Paul Hudson, she's a writer for Elite Daily. She says a woman wants you to be there for her when she needs someone to be there to share her burden. She wants you to make her life a little easier. Now, when it comes to making life easier, strength and honesty, a man has to be on the upside, okay? Now, I spoke to a club promoter, Noah, and I wanted to know his take.
It's a very complicated subject because...
Tell me about it.
Because women are complicated.
Okay.
So it's like women, we try to get it right all the time, but it's like every time you feel like you're getting it right, you're definitely wrong. So, but what do they really want? Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't know.
Okay.
But, I mean, we give what we can,
right.
You know, and what we can give is the support, the love, and, you know, what's the attention that mm-hmm. they seek all the time, you know. A lot of women find security in men that have money.
Okay.
That's financial security.
Yes.
You know, and I think it's a big factor. Mm-hmm. Let's be realistic, you know. I mean, without the financial security, which is a foundation sometime, apart from the actual love, you know, everything tends to fall apart at some point.
Okay.
So I think a lot of women, they want financial security.
Mm-hmm.
Secondary to love, okay?
Okay.
And they want someone that's going to be there for them regardless of what their life is or what revolves around their life, whether negatives or positives, you know.
Yeah.
So they just want someone to love them.
And that's what I heard, too. We just spoke to the other lady, Connie, here. She was saying, if I have love, someone who cares and loves about me, that's all I need, someone to be there for me whenever I need them. But, of course, we do find that balance, trying to get that balance of taking care, loving, being there for somebody, you know, at the same time showing that you care. And I think there are so many ways of making that happen. And for us as men, what are the challenges we have to make that happen, my brother?
I mean, being selfless. You have to be selfless, you know. Sometimes you just have to do what the woman wants, even though it's not the right thing for you, you know.
Like, I remember, not to cut you off, Noah, but I remember somebody told me, you don't have to understand what a woman or what your wife wants. All you do is love her.
Hey, someone also said, a happy wife, a happy life, right?
Oh, okay, there you
yeah,
go.
So, hey, just keep them happy and you have a happy life. So, yeah.
Thank you, Noah. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing what do really women want in a relationship. And back to the studio. One thing I wanted to ask Tausi Swede before I go to anybody else is there are so many things that men can do. But we do know all the time is when someone is trying to get married, especially in African context, you have to show that you got it.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, even the parents are not ready to give you their daughter.
Show me the money.
So, Tausi Swede, what happens to that? Are you really looking for all this love we're talking about? Or is there something more to that, my friend?
Just like how you go to buy a car. I'll give an example of a car because that is something that resonates very clearly with men.
Okay.
You know, when you're going to buy a car, yes, it has the leather seats and it has the tires that you're looking at and it has the kind of engine that you need. it's a whole package. So okay. Even though women want love in a relationship, there are other things that come with that love. You know, like you touched on things like, you know, feeling secure, feeling supported. And I think just love won't put food on the table. Love won't really push you. I mean, I don't see how love alone can just be that single thing that should stand out. I mean, somebody could love my daughter to death, but then there are other things I also have to look into, right? Just
okay.
Make sure that just making sure that my daughter will be fine, my daughter will be okay, and that she will be happy wherever she's going on with the person that she's going to be with.
Okay.
So yeah, it does matter. But then on the other end, you know, I think you guys have all seen some of these weddings that happen. And now, I'm not sure if that is love or if that has become some kind of, like, reality show thing, whereby, you know, it's kind of, I'd like to say ridiculous, to be honest with you, where okay. The demands are just completely, you know, unusual, asking for this and asking for that, trying to prove that you really love the daughter. And I don't think that is honestly necessary to test a man's family or to see if they'll really love your daughter. Because, you know, oftentimes those weddings don't even last, and then your daughter is back home all sad and, you know, very miserable. So,
miserable.
I don't know, but that's my philosophy. So you know, somebody else could have a different perspective.
Okay, Itangi Shaka, tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You know, love is love, and then, you know, in, like we said, in different culture it can mean different things. But I think at the end of the day, it's about the two people. You know, the families can come in and they can give their input, but at the end of the day, when it comes to love, it's something that has to do with a one-on-one heart. And when it comes to, you know, today's topic about, you know, what women want, it's all about understanding the women's love language. What do women want is not a formula where you find out and then you do for all women. You find out what that particular woman, that specific woman's love language is, and you fulfill it. So for men out there, figure out what the love language for that woman that you have in your life, what is her love language, and then do it. Even if it doesn't make you happy, or if it's inconvenience for you, like, for instance, if you really don't like to go out, but if that's what she likes, that's her love
language,
then you do that. If she likes go hiking, and you just cannot stand hiking, if you want to love her, you give her that.
That is the thing. Ijumba, tell me about it. Is that what it is that men need to do with your experience? Oh, it's always what you have in your pocket matters.
Yeah, when you say like that, man, you tend to, with my experience, right? I totally agree.
Yeah.
In the sense that you really have to, like the previous guest articulated, but you need to find out what makes her tick. She's your woman, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not going to come out with a universal one-size-fits-all formula. Now, maybe you did that in high school, but now they're talking about
that's a mistake men make.
Oh, really? That's what it is?
Yeah, it's a one-size-fits-all.
And I think maybe sometimes men, maybe we don't graduate from the high school.
Right? Yeah, that's what it is.
So, right. You need to figure out what does your woman want, not as much as what do women want. Focus on your woman. Because you can it's not a buffet. You can't serve them all, and you're probably not supposed to. So you have to cater then to what is this hiking going to do for me? If she's happy, then you guess what? You'll all be happy. And there has to be some reciprocity of sorts here. It shouldn't just flow one way. I believe in order for this thing to work, in order for this whole thing to register, once you figure out the button that makes your lady tick, she also needs to be working on what is your button. To make the whole thing wholesome. That's my take on that, yeah.
Okay, Lyndon Johnson, you're a writer. Probably you're writing on this, already wrote on this thing before. Tell us. What is your take?
Well, it's funny because I write a lot. So, yes, I have written on this so much, so my fingers hurt now.
Wow.
But in reality, though, we have to look at it this way. Women are very fragile. So you have to understand that it's kind of like a vase that you have in your hand. And depending on how you walk and how you run, that vase could either stay in your hand or fall apart. So I don't think, and I agree with everyone. I agree with the last comment as well with Mr. Njuba, and it's vice versa. But at the same time as well, I feel that when it comes to loving a woman, you really don't have to ask or try to figure out too hard the little things that would really matter to her. And sometimes they don't know how to really verbalize what they're feeling. So you have to go for it. Like, pull her in and say, hey, look, tonight, take a shower. After you take a shower, I'm going to give you a massage. Point blank and simple. Mm. You know, sometimes you just have to go in and do it and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
But for African men, it's hard to be just like that. We are not direct, you know that.
We have to get out of the element.
Tell us you're trying to say something.
In the U.S. or anywhere abroad, many of them can relate to this conversation. Now, when you translate this to Africa, oh my goodness. Not all of Africa, but, many countries in the developing world where this phenomenon seems to it's more like a Western thing. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you talking about? Love.
Yeah.
You're there.
If I can jump in real quick. Maybe I might differ a little bit from a lot of things we've agreed on. I think that if I can get back to really what I think the true meaning of love is, it's all about giving. When I go back to fulfilling someone's love language, it's really, for me, about giving. Love is about giving. One person, I think there's something that online I saw where one guy was asking, why are you eating fish? And this guy answered and says, because I love fish. And he said, no. You're eating fish because it makes you happy and it tastes delicious to you. You don't love fish when you eat it. You know, fish is being eaten. It's not being loved. So you're doing something that makes you happy. So love is about you giving something, not taking.
Not taking some from somebody.
Yeah.
You're taking money from me and you say you love me. Hold it right there, guys. Hold it right there. Tonight, where we lightheartedly explored what do women really want in a relationship. A big thank you to our guests of the phone, Connie Stevens and Noah. And of course, in the studio, my colleague, Oreni Tangishak. Thank you so much for showing up tonight. And I want to thank you all who participated. Tosi Kagasheki, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me join the call.
And of course, Lyndon Johnson, not the president, but thank you, Lyndon, for being here.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Ujumba, Ujumba. Thank you so much for coming, too.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Oh.